Hey guys! Okay, I'm super excited about today because we're going back to my very, very original roots in marketing. Are you ready for it? Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So a question that people ask me all the time is, Rachel, I built this awesome funnel, or I have this great course or a membership or something that they're really passionate about. They're like, how do I get people to my funnel? How do I get people into my membership, into my course? How do I make sure that the word spreads about it? So I am obviously a huge proponent of many of the different marketing techniques that you've probably heard of. For example, I love social media. Many chat and messenger bots are awesome. Facebook ads are great. Twitter ads are fun. Pinterest ads are awesome. I love all of these different things. I love the Dream 100. I love the idea of JVs, marketing to existing audiences, Facebook groups, all of the above. But today we're going to focus on one of my favorite techniques, which goes back to my roots. And it's what I am so passionate about. And that is organic social media. I am such a fan of organic social media. I know everyone poo-poos it like it's not powerful, but I'm here to tell you that it is how I got my courses and my membership out there in the first place. And I've had great success with organic social media for myself, for my clients. One of our clients, we actually grew him from zero to over 100,000 followers and helped several of his posts to go viral, which was so exciting. But my very, very first time having major success with organic social media was when I went viral. See, the thing about organic social media is everyone has this idea that they're just going to put their offers on organic social media and it's going to sell. That isn't the reality, and that isn't the purpose of organic social media. Your goal is to essentially attract like-minded people who say, I like this person, or I like their products and offering that they have out there. Just one sec, I'm gonna grab a sip of my coffee because I need more energy today. Anyone feel me? I mean, Dom is about, 7 weeks old this week. I need all the coffee in the world. Okay. So with organic social media, what your goal is to build a community. That's what social media is all about. And it's a two-way street. It's not just you posting your offers and hoping that people come in and say, yeah, I want this. And the reality is, if you've ever been in like network marketing, direct marketing, direct sales, something like that, or you've sold something on Facebook before, you probably posted the first time and got a couple of results and you were super excited. So then the next day you go back and you post it again and you get a little bit less response, but still some, and you're like, oh, this is awesome. I've made so many sales this week. This is one of the best feelings in the whole world. So then you start to post every single day, and before you know it, you feel like nobody is engaging with your content, nobody is reacting, nobody's commenting, and your sales dry up. The same is true on all social media platforms. It isn't just about you. Your goal is essentially to build that community that knows, likes, and trusts you before you even make a sale to them. Now, what that looks like is essentially you want to use what I call the three E's: engage, entertain, and educate. And those three things have nothing to do with selling. So we're gonna go way on back, like I said, to my early, early roots, my first major success on social media. So I went viral on social media. Most people know this, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, your sales must have exploded. Like, you probably got so many clients from that. The reality is, my viral post didn't really do a whole lot for my business. It helped me to stack my wins, to know that I had great theories about social media that worked, and it built my confidence as well as some of my platform. But the reality is, it didn't actually bring me any sales. And here is why. I actually used a little bit of two of the three E's, and then the fourth E that I don't always talk about, which is emotion. And so using emotion, entertaining and a little bit of engaging, this post had nothing to do with my offerings. It had everything to do with what my target audience was feeling. So I wrote up this big, long, ranty style, emotional story about how my wedding ring was small and how that didn't matter to me. Like, love is about so much more than that. And what it did is it brought a lot of people who felt the same way, who felt like there had to be something more than just monetary possessions. And ultimately, it reached 11.3 million people. But more than that, it got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of likes, and it was shared so many times. And what I realized in that moment is that when we are building our brands, the best thing that we can do is to really connect with our audiences on social media. So what I recommend, like I've said in a past episode, the one platform you need to be focusing on, what I recommend is actually picking one or two platforms that you're gonna focus on. If you have a launch in mind for a course or a membership, it might make sense to build up a free Facebook group so that you build an audience. But then in the meantime, what you can do with your other social media platforms so that you're always building a list, and of course, a list is going to be huge during launch time, is you can actually use the links in your bios on the different social media platforms to in order to generate leads. So link to your favorite lead magnet that makes sense. And that way, every time someone interacts with your different profiles that you're not focusing on, at least that link is there in the bio. So you're going to pick one or two platforms to focus on. Like I mentioned before in a past episode, I recommend one. Usually it's Facebook groups, and your job is not to sell to that group, especially when you're first building that know, like, and trust. Your job is to entertain, educate, and engage with them. So what that looks like is asking them questions about their life, asking them to comment, asking them to like and share, or, you know, share stories that have to do with whatever it is that your community would be most likely to be struggling with. And what I've found is that by backing things up and focusing on organic social media first, you can actually get so much information from your target market. They're going to tell you exactly what they're struggling with. And if you're creating a course, this is great validation about the course. If people are struggling with the exact course that you're creating and it delivers those results that they're looking for, holy cow, this is going to be so powerful. So in that group, your major goal is going to be to attract the people who are most likely to need your course. And one of the best ways to do that is to make your name of your Facebook group stupid simple. So what I recommend is something that is obvious as to what benefit it serves its members. For mine, it was Become a Social Media Marketer at first, and then we rebranded it to Become a Social Media Manager with Rachel Peterson. Very obvious, very simple, and that is absolutely 100% intentional. The purpose of that is so that that way when it shows up in other people's feeds on the right-hand column where groups show up, people say, "Ooh, I like that. That sounds like a group I'd be interested in." And then they join. Now you've begun the three E's. You're going to educate, entertain, engage with them before you make the sale. I do recommend building as much of that relationship as you possibly can before you launch any offers to them at all, or else they're just going to be turned off right away. So I'm a huge fan of building that community and recognizing that social is a two-way street. It's not just a place for you to post offers. It's a place for you to really connect with people. And when you connect with people, they're going to know, like, and trust you so that by the time you put your offers out there, they are more likely to buy. I hope you've enjoyed this. I'll see you tomorrow.